麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。《天路导向》，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天的《天路导向》。
We are calling this series of messages, What Does Jesus Think?
我们将这个信息系列叫做耶稣在想什么。
And we hope this series of messages is blessing your life and the lives of those around you.
希望上帝透过这个节目赐福给你的生命，并且为你周围的人的生命带来祝福。
In our last broadcast, we saw what Jesus thinks about using the opportunities he brings us to tell others about him.
在上一讲里面，我们知道当耶稣赐给我们机会向其他人传讲福音的时候，耶稣是怎样看我们去应用这些机会的。
We saw that no matter how many opportunities we have missed in the past,
我们见到无论以前我们浪费了几多机会都好，
Jesus wants us to look to those opportunities that he brings us today and tomorrow.
耶稣仍然希望我们能够关注他今天和明天带给我们的机会。
That is the joy and the hope of the gospel.
这个就是福音所带来的喜乐和盼望。
That it is never too late in Jesus' eyes for us to turn and follow him.
在耶稣的眼里面，只要我们愿意回转去跟随他，就不会太迟。
Today we will look at what Jesus has to say to the church in Laodicea and to those who are half-hearted toward him.
今天就让我们来看看耶稣对老底家教会和那些对他三心两意的人是怎样看待的。
Some of you may have heard about the latest trend in sports, and it is called extreme sports.
不知道你有没有听过一只的运动新的潮流来的，叫做极限运动 X-Sports。
Extreme sports is any sport that is taken to a new extreme.
极限运动呢，就是指任何一项的运动被发展到新的极限。
For example, snow skiing down a steep slope is just sport.
例如说你是一个斜坡，很斜的斜坡滑雪冲下来，只不过是一项运动而已。
Skiing down a steep slope after jumping from a helicopter is an extreme sport.
但是如果你先由直升机那里跳下来，跟着再滑雪冲落斜坡，就是极限运动了。
Riding mountain bicycles is a sport.
例如骑那些越野的自行车呢，是一种运动来的。
But biking down a snow-covered mountain at 70 miles an hour is an extreme sport.
但是从一个被雪覆盖的山上面用70英里的速度冲下来踩单车的话，这个就是极限运动。
And people love to watch extreme sports on television.
人是喜欢在电视上面看极限运动的。
But all of us who watch these athletes perform these extreme sports,
但是我们这些看着运动员进行极限运动的人，
We watch while we're sitting in our comfortable chairs and sitting safely in our houses.
我们只不过是很安全地坐在自己的家，在一张凳上面，很舒服的凳上面看。
We sit there and watch with our hearts racing, shaking our heads in disbelief.
我们坐在那里看着，心跳加速并摇头，撒手拧头，感到叹为观止。
We pray to God that our kids would never attempt something that dangerous.
我们向上帝祈祷说，哎呀，上帝啊，我的仔，我的女儿不参加这些这么危险的活动，行不行啊？
But we overlook one very important matter.
但是我们经常忽略了非常重要的一点。
Do you want to know what it is?
你想不想知道是什么？
Before I tell you, let me ask you this.
在我告诉你之前，让我先来问你一条问题。
Who is the person who is taking the greater risk, the athlete or the TV viewer?
你觉得那个运动员危险一点，还是看电视的电视观众危险一点？
Today, the television watching champion is in greater danger than the extreme athlete.
原来我想告诉你，其实如果你是那些很忠实的电视观众的话，你的风险是比那些极限运动员的风险更加大。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么？
Because when we sit back watching, our blood pressure rises.
因为当我们坐在那里看电视的时候，你血压就会升高啊。
While we are sitting in front of the television, we eat more than we need, and that food can cause our arteries to be closed.
我们坐在电视机前面，我们就会毫无节制地不断吃，不断吃，吃薯片啊，吃那些不健康的食物，搞到我们最后动脉啊堵塞了。
Then your internal stress often mounts.
跟住我们自己呢，五脏肺腑的功能呢，就会过分劳损啊。
These athletes, on the other hand,who seem crazy to us are keeping their bodies fit.
另一方面，这些运动员好像很疯狂一样，但是他们其实每天是保持着自己最佳的体能状态。
And because of their fitness, their stress level is lower and their lungs are more efficient.
因为他们健康嘛，很 fit 嘛，咁所以他们血压不会高，肺功能又好。
So in reality,hurling through the air is less risky than sitting in a chair eating ice cream.
所以在事实上面呢，可能真的在空中那个飞驰呢，比你整天坐在张凳上面吃那些雪糕更加安全。
My listening friend, let me tell you that it works the same way in the Christian life.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你，在基督徒的生命里头也都是一样的。
Those who sit back and do nothing and criticize everything,
那些人坐在这里什么都不做，又什么都批评的。
They are in far greater danger than those who roll up their sleeves and do the work of Christ.
他们远比那些肯挽起衫袖为耶稣基督作工的人危险得多。
Those who are always receiving and consuming are in greater danger than those who are always giving.
那些一味接受并且坐享其成的人，是远比那些不断付出的人危险得多。
Those who are usually standing by and watching are at far more risk than the doers.
那些袖手旁观的人是远比那些身体力行的人危险得多。
In fact, the spiritually lazy are in greater danger than those who are taking risks for God.
事实上，在灵性上面懒惰的人是远比那些为上帝甘冒风险的人更加危险。
Being spiritually lazy is even more dangerous than being physically lazy.
在灵性上面的懒惰是比身体上面的懒惰危险得多。
If you are spiritually lazy, you may feel safe, but you are being destroyed from the inside out.
如果你在属灵上面懒惰，你眼前可能觉得很安全，但是你已经由骨子里面向外扭坏。
The spiritually lazy usually develop the following symptoms.
属灵的懒惰通常都会有下面的病症的。
Weaker love for Christ and weaker faith muscles.
对耶稣基督的爱渐渐冷淡，信仰变得无力。
Weaker lungs to inhale the grace and the forgiveness of God.
一个弱一点的肺，不能够很完整地去吸取上帝的恩典，还有有那种饶恕的能力。
Weaker hearts for God.
心会弱一点，对上帝的心会越来越淡薄。
And ultimately, spiritual laziness can cause spiritual death.
最终呢，属灵的懒惰是会导致灵性的死亡的。
And spiritual death is far more devastating than physical death.
而灵性的死亡远比肉体的死亡更加具有毁灭性。
According to Jesus, the spiritually lazy people of Laodicea were in danger of being thrown up.By Jesus.
而正如耶稣所讲，在灵性上面懒惰的老底家人呢，有被他吐出去的危险啊。
Listen to what Jesus said about these people in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 22.
现在让我们一起来听耶稣在启示录第三章十四去到第二十二节。启示录第三章十四去到二十二节对老底家人所讲的说话。你要写信给老底家教会的使者，话到那位阿门，忠实可靠的见证人，亦都是上帝创造的根源，话我知道你的行为是不冷不热，我情愿你是冷或者是热，因为你好像暖水一样，又不冻又不热，我就要从我的口里头将你吐出去。你话我大把钱，一啲缺乏都冇，但是你唔知道你自己实在系困苦同埋可怜，系贫穷，系盲眼，系赤身露体嘅。所以我劝你向我买嗰啲精炼嘅金，让到你能够富足，买一件白袍去着上，等你赤身露体嘅羞耻唔需要向人显露。又买眼药去搽落你的眼睛那里，等你能够看见。所有我所爱的人，我都会责备管教，所以你要热心离弃罪恶。看下，我在门外面去敲门，若果有人去听见我的声音就开门，我就会入他那里，我一定会同他，他亦都会同我一起去吃饭。所以得胜的人，我就必定会赐特权给他，在我宝座上面同我一起坐，好像我已经得胜那样。现在我已经同我的天父同他坐在宝座上面。圣灵向所有教会所讲的说话，有意的就应该听。
Yeah.
呢首歌叫做 People Need the Lord， 人们需要主。我想话其实喺老底家嘅教会里面呢，我哋见到好多人系对信仰系属灵嘅冷淡，系有好多面对境况嘅时候唔愿意以信仰去克服自己嘅困难。但系我哋要知道，上帝睇到我哋系贫穷，系盲眼，系赤身嘅。我哋表面上面好丰足，但系实际上我哋系好有需要，我哋系需要上帝嘅。所以送俾你呢首《People Need the Lord》，希望你亦都喺人生里头系要到揾到你所需要嘅主宰，并且跟随你嘅主宰，成为一个被上帝称赞嘅教会。
Laodicea had the distinction of being the only church of which the risen Christ had nothing good to say.
但是正话同你讲过的老底家教会呢，它是最突出的一点，就是没有一个地方能够让复活的基督去称赞。
Laodicea was a remarkable city.
老底家是一个很显赫的城市来的。
A city of worldly success.
在俗世的观点来讲很成功的。
Business consultants would have pointed to that city as a model that all other cities should copy.
商业顾问会将它当作模范，去让到其他城市去仿效这个城。
It was a great financial center.
它是一个很大的金融中心。
Every bank in the world had an office in Laodicea.
如果简单地来讲，用今天的话语来讲，就每一间银行世界上都在老底家有办事处的。
Laodicea was the manufacturing center of Asia Minor.
老底家亦都系小亚细亚嘅制造业中心嚟噶。
It was the center of clothing manufacturing.
佢系成衣制造业嘅中心。
The sheep that grazed around Laodicea were famous for their soft, violet, black, glossy wool.
喺老底家附近嘅绵羊咧，最出名咧就系嗰啲柔软。紫色、黑色嗰啲闪亮亮嘅羊毛。
Laodicea also was the medical center of the whole area.
老底家亦都系成个地区嘅医疗中心啊。
The nearby temple of Mankaro had a medical school.
喺曼卡罗神庙附近就有一所嘅医学院。
In fact, that medical school became known worldwide for the discovery of an ointment that cured eye diseases.
事实上，那个医学院因为发明了一种医疗眼病的药膏而举世闻名。
So here are the facts about Laodicea.
所以我们看到老底家的基本概况是怎样呢？
It was the financial capital of the world.
它是世界上的金融首府。
It was the clothing manufacturing capital of the world.
它是世界成衣製造業的都會。
It was the medical center of the world.
它是世上的醫療中心。
And yet, listen to Jesus' message to them.
但是來聽下耶穌給他們的信息。
He said, you might be the financial capital of the world.
耶穌說你可能是這個世界的金融中心。
But your spiritual poverty is grinding you.
但是你靈性上面的貧窮卻是將你榨乾了。
You might be the clothing center of the world.
你可能是世界的成衣業中心啊。
But spiritually, you are naked and should be ashamed.
但是在属灵上面你是赤裸的，是可耻的。
You may boast of your eye powder and ointment.
你可能以你的眼药粉、眼药膏而自豪。
But in reality, you are so spiritually blind that you cannot even see your desperate condition.
但是实际上你在属灵上面是盲眼的，所以你连自己绝望的境况都看不到。
Once again, Jesus takes what is characteristic of the city and the culture and applies it to the church.
耶稣又一次将城市同埋文化嘅特征应用咗喺教会上面啦。
And there is a fourth tragic symptom that Jesus points out to the believers in Laodicea.
耶稣指出咗老底加信徒身上面第四个可悲嘅特征啊。
The water supply to the city of Laodicea traveled several miles through an underground aqueduct.
供应老底加城的水呢，它是要经过一条几英里的地下水道。
By the time it reached the city, the water was foul, dirty and tepid.
当啲水去到城的时候，已经很污糟，同埋又唔冷又唔热了。
It was not hot enough to relax or restore.Like the hot springs of nearby Hierapolis,
它既不像附近的希拉波里温泉呢，热辣辣可以让人放松得到恢复。
And it was not cold enough to refresh like the streams of nearby Colossae,
亦都不像附近哥罗西的溪水咁清凉，可以让人神清气爽。
The water supplies was useful to drink only if you want to vomit,
除非你想呕嘅啫。否则你都不会想去饮在那里的水。
And Jesus was saying to the Christians in Laodicea,
耶稣其实是想跟老底家的基督徒说一些。
You are like your city water.
你们就好像你们城里头的水那样。
Your indifference is making me sick.
你们的无动于衷是令我想作呕。
Your apathy is making me nauseous.
你们的冷漠无情是让我厌恶。
Your half-hearted commitment makes me feel like I drank a glass of your foul water.
你们三心两意的承诺就让到我感觉到好像饮了一杯你们那里的污糟水那样。
Someone said something very interesting.
有些人说了一些很有趣的事。
He said that there are some churches that make Jesus weep.
他说有一些教会呢是会让到耶稣哀叹的。
There are some churches that makes Jesus angry.
有些教会呢是会让耶稣很怒的。
And then there are churches that will make Jesus sick.
还有一些教会是让到耶稣觉得作呕的。
And the resurrected Jesus Christ does three things here.
复活的耶稣基督呢在这里做了三件事。
First,He alerts the people to their disastrous condition.
第一，他警告人，他们所处的境况是很悲惨的。
Secondly, he advises them to turn away from their disastrous condition.
第二，他劝告人要离开这种悲惨的境况。
And thirdly, he awards them if they renounce their disastrous condition.
第三，人如果离弃他们所处的这个悲惨境况，他将会奖励他们。
Let me repeat those three things again because we will not have time to go through them.
由于今天我们时间有限，所以我们未必能够去详细分享这三样东西，所以我希望在这里将它重复一次。
And in the next broadcast, we will look at those three things in detail.
而在下一次的节目里面，就是耶稣在想什么这个系列信息里面，我们将要详细讲这三点。
First, he alerts the believers.
第一就是耶稣他去警告信徒。
And secondly,He advises the believers.
第二就是他为信徒提供忠告。
And thirdly, he awards the repentant believers.
第三就是他奖励那些悔改的信徒。
I hope you tune in next time so you can hear in detail those three things.
希望你下次节目继续收听我们的分享，并且下次节目呢将会是我们耶稣在想什么这个系列信息的最后一讲，你就能够知道这三点的细节。那么我们现在在这里想送上一首歌给你，这首歌叫做何能如此，以往呢你都听过 And Can It Be 这首歌的内容的，听一下。如此，这首歌是很传统的圣诗，由查理斯韦斯利所作的作品。希望我们在人生里头都记住，上帝的爱时常是充满在我们身边，祂是要帮助我们去悔改更新。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。